The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, the On the Edge Women in Business Club, and now the Small Business Concierge Magazine. I'm just so excited. In the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm just so tickled, just excited. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels and websites at Twitter Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our website Business on the Edge, our new website smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. Virtual network out there, ladies, whether you're a professional or whether you're a business owner, maybe you're an itinerant ministry, just get connected. And it is a group for any women in any industry to join. So if you're a Christian and you're out there networking, network. That's how you reach the world. You get out there and get connected. There's a lot of good people out there. And on that Facebook group page, it is a group for you to make your comments and thoughts and you known. Not just comments and thoughts, but you. Let's get to know you out there. And so you can also connect with us at ontheedgepurpose.podbean. All of that free content out there. More. We continue to load new information out there. And if you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. Or if you want to connect with any of our resources, we've got a lot of good stuff. 2018, this is the year. This is the year. This is the year. New beginnings. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Your prosperity. Women are on the rise. God is using you. So he is putting his hands upon us as women. And of course, on a new day for us. And of course, guys, not just women. I'm just saying, you don't get sideways on me. I'm just saying, women have been in the back seat. We're just going to get in the front seat with you and roll with you. So let's look at it like that. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires between the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. You know, I was just thinking here. I said, you know, when I talk about women, I want to see women accomplish the things that God wants them to accomplish as a power woman, as a power titan. And it's interesting when we group people into different segments, there's always someone that says, what about me? And we know that in our country, what about me? And the point of groupings is it happens because there's some deficit somewhere. And we want to see a little bit more balance. And so when I'm referencing a specific group, I'll reference men. Man, there's times, guys, I want to share with you things that are important. Like, for example, I know you could hoorah this, amen this, high five me, send me an email when I say, women of God, Proverbs 31, women, do not put extra strain on their men's back. That's not what we're supposed to do financially or otherwise. A Proverbs 31 woman is a benefit and a blessing to her household. And so if your guy's working five jobs and you're spending and you and not just because we're past Christmas, but you're putting unnecessary strain, you need to look at that. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. And when I talk about Proverbs 31 women, there is a Proverbs 31 man in that same verse. So let's see what the husband's doing as well. So there's a balance in everything. So if I'm grouping, don't get all, you know, twisted. God's using his men. He's using his women. He's using his kids, teenagers, youth. There's something for all of us. God has a plan for each one of us. And when we are, when there's a deficit, when we're not moving, women, if we're not moving, God is saying, get on the move. I'm here. I'm for you. 2018 is your year. And get moving. And what he has put in your heart to do, you want to move forward and do it and be the blessing that he's caused you to be. So we'll get to bridging the gap between business and faith in just a moment. Let me get back on track with my show. I'm excited about 2018. I want you to feel like you're in the studio every single week, every single week. I want to be touchable. And if you see me out there and connect with me, come say hello. I'd like to shake your hand, and I wanted to just bless you and thank you for taking the time to even, you know, listen to the show. Let's talk about some, we're going to talk about small business things that you should know. Things that you should have known in 2018. Things that are going to impact how you do business, how you're running your ministry. Sometimes we just need to talk about the nuts and bolts. But here's five things from small business trends that you should know. Five amazing small business predictions you can't afford to miss. I wonder what is number one on that list. It's number one on everybody's list right now. 2018 small business predictions. Number one, businesses will make adjustments based on tax code changes. Right. We know. There are some tax changes, recently passed tax code changes. Won't take effect right away, according to Small Business Trends. They're likely to have major implications for businesses going forward. And those that pay attention could find some new ways to benefit. So, and if you want this article, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and I will send you the link to this particular article. Number two, adoption of cryptocurrencies will continue. Cryptocurrencies. What are cryptocurrencies? The Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. I don't know if you have heard of the crypto coin, BitQuick. BitQuick coin is trying to come out and compete with Bitcoin. And then Ethereum is out there competing with that, with the Bitcoin. But so cryptocurrencies, we're going to continue to see this sort of trend continue. That is not going to go away. The prediction is this adoption will continue both for businesses implementing blockchain tools and accepting this new form of payment. Just a new form of payment, application of blockchain technology. I know change in technology kind of stresses folks out, but go with the flow. Three, machine learning will make its mark on business research, has already started making an impact on the business world, but Moore believes that more small businesses in particular will begin understanding the benefits that the technology can have in terms of processing feedback and researching customers. And so we're going to see more of that. And just so you know, before I go to a commercial break, I'm going to give you a little bit more information in just a second. Businesses will get even more online platform options. So that's coming 2018. Well, here in 2018. And more millennials will start businesses. That's not a shocker. We know that more millennials are going to, they're just outpacing. We're seeing millennials do so much more than ever before in business and small businesses and all of that. So exciting times. So Charlie Moore, CEO and founder of Rocket Lawyer, is predicting these five things. So we're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Just kind of doing some New Year, I don't know, house cleaning or information, giving you information to help you kick off the new year right. Right? That's what we want. But right now, we're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. And I know I got on my soapbox at the beginning of the show, but that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. 2018, are you excited? Does the air, you know, when you inhale and outhale, just feels different, smells different. There's something about the transition between one year and another year. Do you ever feel like when you're transitioning from a previous year to a new year that you just feel like everything's going to be okay? It's good. It's just going to be all right. Everything that happened in that year, all of the ups and downs and frustrations and whatever, you feel like if I could just get into that new year, it's going to be all right. And so it's going to be all right. God is good. It's going to be all right. I've got 12 Bible verses about diligence and rewards. And I like talking about how the Lord expects us to do well, to prosper. It announces, it is one of the important features, if I can say it that way, as a saint, as a Christian, that Christians, you know, God doesn't want us poor. Just saying. He wants us to be an example in the earth. When we look at kingdom and kingdom principles, when we look at monarchies in our world, I don't know if I've ever seen a poor prince. We're looking at this marriage between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. You know, she's giving up everything for him. I don't think she's going to be a poor princess. When I'm talking about being a child of the king, we have access to everything. Everything. The king gives us access to everything. Whether we're living in heaven, which is eternal life, access to all of what he gives us in eternal life. But while we're living on earth in a different realm, we have access to what our king and father has access to. Meghan Markle has shut down all of her social media accounts. She's not going to act anymore. All of these things. We're going to see this marriage take place on May 19, 2018. But my point is kingdom principles. If you want to understand kingdom principles really on this earth, look at a monarchy. Look at, we're a democracy. So we don't really get the principles of the king, the kingdom, his subjects, his children, those that are heir to the throne, those that are heir of the king. There are some very real differences in principles. One of them is God's desire for us to represent him in the earth, for us to do the things that allows us to obtain wealth. Now, the Bible also says God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. That's why you can see there's principles that if you use them, they work. Even if you don't know what those principles are and you use them, ooh, they work. The Bible is the Bible. God doesn't change it, whether you have an understanding of it or not. If you don't know God and you do something, the Bible says you reap what you sow, you're going to reap what you sow, whether you know God or not. That's just the way it is. So diligence rewards. Rewards of diligence. Proverbs 10:4 says, as poor is he who works with a negligent hand. So if you're lazy and you're working with a negligent hand, I promise you, you're going to be poor. That's just the way it is. It's a principle. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. Faithful work, diligent work makes you rich. You don't know how to get rich. God's telling you, work diligently. With what? Your hands. If you want to be poor, don't work. Don't work. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent will rule. Who's ruling? The hand of the diligent. But the slack hand will be put to forced labor. 12 Bible verses about rewards of diligence. Third verse, 2 Peter 1:10, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about your calling, his calling. Make certain about his calling, God's calling, and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. You know, we act like God is a Santa Claus or a sugar daddy or whatever. He says, if you do these things, this is the type of life you're going to have. We've got people asking, well, why does God allow this? And why does he allow this? And why can't I do this? And why can't I? There are some things that you're going to have to do yourself, that you're going to. I have a son. I love my son. He's fantastic. He just graduated with his animation degree from Expression College. I'm so proud of him. And he wants a job in this industry, in the industry of animation, in the industry of storyboarding. If he goes to work, he gets a job and goes to work, sits at his desk every day and does not work, they're going to fire him. Why? Because if you have a slack hand, they're not going to pay him. No one's paying you to be slack. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. The soul of the sluggard wants and gets nothing because a sluggard won't work. But the soul of the diligent is made fat. You want wealth. You want to be financially successful, financially comfortable. It says, well, what if I have a disability? What if I have? The Bible has a lot to say about supporting those in need. I'm talking about a healthy, nothing wrong with you sitting up on maybe your girlfriend's couch doing nothing, and you shouldn't be sitting there. Go get a job, or her. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing. Don't complain if you're not willing to work. Don't complain. And let's not act like Christians are doing everything right. You're not. Let's not act like we live in this glass bubble. Get out of the glass bubble and be really real with yourself. Be really real with God. It's not like you can trick him. Proverbs 14:23, in all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. You ever meet these people who, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to. You know what I love about the Small Business Concierge magazine? I've been working on it. The Small Business Concierge concept and the resources and the products behind it for more than 3 years. And I told my team, I said, we're going to do a soft launch January 2018. And every I might not be dotted and every T might not be crossed, but I can tell you one thing, I'm going to do more than talk about it. And I'm going to get it out there and I'm going to get it into your hands so that way it can be a blessing to you so you can build a healthy business. Whether you are a religious platform type of business, or if you're a for-profit, nonprofit, whatever it is, this magazine and the resources in it are going to be a blessing to you. They're going to be a blessing to you, right? Again, Proverbs 14:23, in all labor there is profit. In all labor there's profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. So I don't want to hear what you talk about. I want to see, because sometimes what you say and what people do are two different things. What are you saying and what are you doing? And I'm mindful of what I'm saying. Am I doing it? That's what I want to do. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. I got about a minute before I go to commercial break, and I want to get all these verses out. So when we come back, we'll finish this because understand how serious 2018, every day that you have, is so serious about accomplishing your destiny on this earth. Your purpose on this earth is up to you. It's not just God. He's not going to just force you to do anything. You have to participate in it. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. I'm just saying. Let's go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I am still bridging the gap between your faith and your business. Your faith and your business are connected. What you believe about the Word of God in your business impacts your business. If you believe that you're going to be, and if you believe that you're going to reach the success level that you want in your business in every area, then you must first believe what God is saying about work, business, you. Like Jeremiah 29:11 says, the thoughts that God has towards you are good and not evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. He's talking about, I want to bless you. I want you to live the future that I have for you. There is, you know, I believe that there's different ways for us to live our lives. And if you ever watch, like, one of my TV shows that I like to watch is Flash, and they have all of these alternate universes. But the best life you'll ever live is the life that God has for you. You're not going to outdo him. You're not going to live a better life. So what is that? Read your Bible. See what he's saying. I'm going to finish these verses, and then we're going to move on. Because I want you to know the value and how much value God puts on your picking up your hands and working. You ever go into someone's house and they don't clean it? I mean, it's just like a hot mess. You know, and praying, God, I hope, I'd really like a clean house. I'd really like it. Ooh, I want a new house. I want a great big house. And God is saying, you won't even clean the one you got. Why would I give you another house if you won't clean the one that you have, because you won't pick up a broom? We participate. Ephesians 4:28. He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Boom. Right there. So the money that you make, sometimes some of that money is for you to be able to share it with someone else. If you're stingy, you can't be stingy. You can't be stingy. God is saying some of the wealth that you get because of your hard labor is, I'm going to ask you to use it to give to someone else, because someone is going to be in need. Why are they in need? Because they are not able to get out and labor and perform with their own hands what they need to do to create an income. My mother was that way. She was a dialysis patient. She could not work, and she wanted to work. And there was a big need, and so many people and so many organizations was a blessing to us when I was growing up. So there is a place. Proverbs 12:11, he who tills his land will have plenty of bread. But he who pursues worthless things lacks sense. So you have to look at whether or not you're pursuing the right things. And business ownership and starting a business and getting in business, you can't pursue worthless things. You're trying to figure out how everything's going to fit out there. And so that's when you get help from Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center, connecting with Business on the Edge, connecting with Margaret Jackson, connecting with professionals that can help you really put together the right type of pathway so you can be successful. You want to be an entrepreneur. Maybe you're not sure exactly what that looks like. I know I'm supposed to do something, but I'm not sure. Well, we could sit down and look at various questions, analysis, and assess what that might look like for you. It's not just, I want to make money, but you want to make money doing something that you love to do. You can make money and you hate what you're doing. And then you might be ornery every day with your family because you hate what you're doing. I've seen it. So there's some things that you need to, are you pursuing worthless things? You might be pursuing the right things, and people around you that love you might think that they're worthless things, may think that you're not supposed to be doing those things. But if you know that you know that you know that you know in your heart God's called you to a thing, then you press through that thing and you tell the devil hell no, and you get it done and you move it forward and you be the breakthrough, the answer for somebody that needs what you've got. You just keep it moving. Matthew 6:33, one of my favorite Bible verses. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We're wondering how we're going to pay our bills and all of this. And what I love about this scripture is that it says, and people in church, you need to get to shouting before they finish. Pastor finish reading. Oh, praise the Lord. But seek first his kingdom. Whose kingdom? God's kingdom. When you read the word of God, you have to ask yourself questions. You have to say, okay, but seek what? Seek. You know what that word seeking means? It means to grope. It means to look for it. Like if you lost your car keys and you have to be at a meeting, a major meeting in your life. Say you got the biggest deal that you've ever had and you can't find your car keys. And you know you got just about enough time to get there on time. You looking for those keys, like you looking under the bed, you looking under mattresses, you praying, you trying to find. That's what that seeking means. It means to grope. It means to look with all of your heart. It means to go after, right? But seek first with all of your heart his kingdom. Whose kingdom? God's kingdom. What is a kingdom? What does a kingdom do? What does his kingdom look like? What are kingdom principles? You have to understand kingdom. If you don't understand kingdom, you're not going to understand Matthew 6:33, because you're not going to understand how a king responds to a kingdom, because you're trying to get your king to respond to a democracy, and he's not a democracy. He's not a president. He's a king that has kingdom principles, that rules as a king. Okay? And then it says, and his righteousness. Whose righteousness? Not your righteousness, God's righteousness. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. We act like that and is not right there. That conjunction is not right there. And his righteousness. And then, and after you've done all of this, and all these things that you need, the things that you are, that's on your mind, will be added to you. You have to seek his kingdom. You have to seek his righteousness. Well, what is his righteousness? You got to study out righteousness. What is Christ's righteousness? What does that look like? Purity. He's going to make decisions differently than how you're going to make decisions in what is righteous. Well, you know, I can do this deal, but it might not be quite right. That's not, you're not looking at his righteousness. You have to look at his righteousness. Hebrews 4:10-11. I'm almost done. I'm running. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall, through following the same example of disobedience. For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his work when he created heaven and earth. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest. God says, be diligent so you can enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. Disobedience. God says, disobedience. We need to be diligent in our work. We need to do the things that we're supposed to do, so we can enter the rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. Idle hands, let me tell you, you're going to get into some trouble. If you're just hanging out and you're doing a little bit of nothing, a lot of bit of nothing, and you're going to find something wrong to do. Stay diligent. Do what God has called you to do so you can enter into that rest. Luke 10:7. Stay in that house, eating and drinking what they give you, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. That verse is important. Do not keep moving from house to house. A laborer is worthy of his labor. Be faithful. Pay people what they're worth. The Bible says a laborer is worthy of his wages. So everybody's not supposed to be a volunteer. I'm just saying, I love it. But a laborer is worthy of his wages. When we come back, last verse, and we'll keep moving forward. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Happy New Year out there.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown toward his name, and having ministered and in still ministering to the saints. God is faithful. He's not going to forget your work. He is going to make sure that his word is fulfilled. The Bible says God watches over his word to fulfill it. Not your word, his word. He watches over his word to fulfill that. If you are diligent with your hands, it'll make you rich. We need money. We need resources to be change agents in this world. We need saints of God who knows the word of God and not just saying they're Christian and can do anything, act any kind of way, and call it God. We need Christians and saints of God in the political system. We need Christians and saints of God leaders in the seven kingdoms, the medical kingdom, the entertainment kingdom. And let me just be clear. In the government, we have saints in all of these kingdoms, all of these world kingdoms. And I don't want to speak in a way that we don't have any saints of God out there in these different kingdoms, like the government. California Department of General Services, we're doing this event with them. And I just enjoy the people that I've gotten to meet, like Katrina Blair, who loves the Lord, working hard for the state of California, faithful, doing her job, loves God. We don't talk about those people that are out there in the field laboring. She's out there in the field laboring. We need to come out and support this event. This is an event for business owners, the California Department of General Services procurement event. Come out, whether you're for-profit or nonprofit, because there are opportunities for nonprofits, not at this certification level. But they're going to have a panel discussion about this particular certification, California Department of General Service Small Business Certification Procurement Workshop. It is absolutely free. But come out and network. If you are a faith-based organization, you cannot get this certification. But I'm asking you to come anyway. Why? Because you can get other pathways into working with the state of California. Register, it's free. Go out to dgsprocure.eventbrite.com and let's find out what you can do. And you might have a business on the side and you can get certified that way. But $9 billion that's going out to do business in the state of California, and you've got a percentage of that going to small businesses and a percentage of that going to disabled veterans and small businesses. I think that's about 3% of disabled veterans and small business of that $9 billion. And then maybe about 10% or so, 15% or so. I have to look at those numbers again, but that'll go to small businesses. That's a big deal. Diligent. Doing the things that will allow us to amass wealth. Why? So we can make changes. Not just God doesn't have a problem with you having a nice house, decent car, taking care of your family. It's right. You're supposed to take care of your family. You're supposed to live well. But there's other things that he wants you to be able to do. And I promise you, you can't do it if you're poor. No one's listening to the voice of someone living under a bridge. Now, we have advocacies and things like that. What I'm saying is that when I look at homeless people, and I've sat and stopped and talked, I talked to a lady in a wheelchair who's homeless. She doesn't mind being homeless. She's very comfortable being homeless. She's in her 70s, early 70s, and she told me that it is not against the law to be homeless, to live outside. Exactly. Her exact words was, it's not against the law to live outside. And I thought, wow. But you know what no one's listening to her with is being outside, living outside. Her voice isn't being heard. Her voice, not an advocate, but her voice. What leader is she being put in front of to make a to help make a difference on the planet? Do you think her life is more valuable than her in a wheelchair sleeping under a bridge? God wants much more from us. And he wants us to not just say we are children of God, but to lead by example. I have a problem. I have some issues with, I love the Lord. And I do my best to live according to the principles of the Bible. Not perfect, but I do my best. If I miss God, it's not because I'm not trying to do things right. I miss him because I'm human. Not an excuse, I am. I might get triggered. I might have one of those days that I might snap, crackle, and pop. I just might. But what I do know is that I don't want to lose my witness. I have a problem when we say it's okay to be a Christian and be a public figure and be in front of everyone. And even if you're not a public figure, if you are in your home living outside of what you say that standard is of the Word of God, and you keep saying that you're a Christian and you're not living the right type of example, I have a problem with that, whether you're in secret or in public. God's not... He's not tricked. I used to tell my niece and my son, I raised my niece, and says, integrity is what, not what you do in public, what you do in private. What you do behind closed doors. Now we can say our president, he is not biting his tongue on a whole lot of things. And I don't know what he's doing in private. But what I can tell you is I don't care what you're doing in private or in public. If you are saying you are a man of God, woman of God, young person of God, then you should be living by the example in the Word of God. Do I expect it perfect? No. But you sure should try. And we need to quit giving Christians a pass to do things that you know is an absolute violation of who we say we are as children of God. Pornography is not okay. Lying is not okay. Mistreating women, not okay. You name, fill in the blank. I'm not talking about legalism. I'm talking about a standard that you're willing to keep in your life. And then you go do something that's right. You know, the Bible says that the gifts are without repentance. And you can do right and you can do wrong. But when we do wrong, we shouldn't be giving out passes. We should be getting on our face. If I'm convicted, if God has convicted me of the things that I do that I'm just thinking about. If you're doing things and you're a public figure and you're not convicted, I'm wondering what kind of saint you are. Now, if you want to email me, faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and debate with me whether or not I'm right about it. You go right ahead. What I'm saying is that we're in 2018, and we've got our debates on who should be where and who's in our public figures. And what I care about is whether or not your walk looks like the Bible, that looks like Christ. I don't know that I've ever seen Christ. I know that I haven't seen Christ stand up and say some of the things that I've seen our leaders say and call themselves a Christian. And it's okay, and we give them a pass, and we don't hold them accountable to the word of God. The Bible says that we hold each other accountable, our brothers and sisters, when they're doing something wrong. And we don't hold each other accountable. We're tiptoeing around people. I'm not saying, I don't know whether you're saved or unsaved, but I do know that we have a responsibility. And if we're not taking that responsibility, we're not helping baby Christians who might be in power to do better, we're wrong about it. Tired of arguing over things that we shouldn't even be voting about. Race. We are the children of God. My race doesn't come before my commitment to the Lord, my salvation. I'm a child of the King. I live in a kingdom. I don't live in a democracy first. I live in a kingdom. And the kingdom says that there is no Jew or Gentile. There is no male or female. There is something different about our standards, and we're trying to hold up God's standard against a democracy and act like God's supposed to give us a pass. No, we get it right with God. We don't give ourselves a pass. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Here's my point. I know I've been bridging the gap between business and faith the whole show. Get connected with the workshop, the certification with California Department of General Services. Remember that God has something to say about your diligence and hard work, and He wants you to actually make real money. You don't need money in heaven. You don't need gold coins in heaven. You need resources, and you need to be financed here on this planet so you can make a difference and make an impact. He has no problems with that. Be responsible with your walk with the Lord. Remember that somebody's watching you. Remember that there's kids watching you. Remember that your race doesn't become that's not in front of your kingdom citizenship. Your gender, male or female, doesn't come before your citizenship of the kingdom. Yes, we live in a world, in a fallen world. And if we don't like our world, God looks at us first and says, no, if my people, you're my people, if you don't like what's going on in your world, you get on your knees and pray. You turn from your wicked ways. Then, he says, and then I'll hear from heaven. Then I can go heal your land. We're throwing stones at people. We're throwing stones at different communities. And God is saying, no, you pray, so I can heal your land. We have a responsibility. I'm not going to okay and stamp anything that don't look like God in the Bible. I don't care who's in office. I don't care what someone is doing. And you know what? I hold myself to the same standard, because you know that standard for me is the word of God. Period. Period. And if you see me mess up, if you see me take a wrong step, I have people in my life that I've given them permission. It says, if you see me going left, tell me. If you see me doing the, tell me. Margaret, you off right there. I'm a child of the living God. I love Him. I love what I do. I love the platforms He's given me an opportunity, the people that I get to connect with. But compromise is a trick and a trap. And it is not your friend. You cannot compromise who you are. And we cannot give saints of God passes and compromise their behavior because of the office that they might sit in. And I'm talking about anywhere. God's standard is either the right standard or it's not. We either believe it or it's not. You're going to pick one. You're going to pick one. I choose God. I choose His standard. I choose His will, His way. Bottom line. Full stop, bottom line. And just because I make a right choice today, and if I do the wrong thing tomorrow, I don't get a pass. I got to get on my face and repent just like anybody else. And the saint that would give me a pass, that would help put me in hell and direct me in the wrong place, is not my friend. Is not my sister or brother in Christ. If you're willing to help give me a pass, because I sit on this radio show. Those that can speak into my life. I trust those that speak into my life. Everybody shouldn't be speaking into your life, but you should have mentors. You should have accountability. I got to get out of here. I know this has been a lot, Dee. Connect with me. Connect with the Small Business Concierge. We've got something very special about this magazine. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. So we can get the resources and tools out there for you to be diligent and hardworking. Go check out the smallbusinessconcierge.biz. I'm so proud of this website. You can become a concierge. We can get you going. And it is, and you can even pay for your concierge right there online. You can choose how many quarters you want to do, everything. Be a blessing. Come, let's go to another level in 2018. God bless you. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge. Here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.